This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, August 11th. Well, folks, we have a bit of a problem. The 30-year Treasury bond auction yesterday did not go well. So interest rates are up. The 10-year Treasury yield is now 4.14. Just so you know, after its bonds were auctioned on Wednesday, the yield was 3.99. So this is a significant increase in yields in the wake of our record Treasury refinancing, and that's a problem. And we also have a problem today with the producer price report, which I thought was going to be wonderful. And I was wrong. So let me elaborate on what's going on. First of all, what I was hoping is that wholesale goods prices would still be very low, and they did increase 0.1%. But they'd been negative on a trailing 12-month basis through June. And I was hoping that we'd start to import some of the deflation from China over here, and that would cause lower wholesale prices. But the problem with the producer price report is, first of all, it rose 0.3% in July and 0.8% in the past 12 months. But the real culprit was service costs rose 0.5%. And this has been something the Fed's been watching. Now, I dug in the details of that service cost increase. And believe it or not, it was the stock market's fault. Because portfolio management fees went up 7.6% in July, due largely to the fact that the stock market went up in the second quarter. Because portfolio management fees tend to be billed in advance based on the last quarter. So I thought that was a silly reason for wholesale service costs to go up. But there were some other interesting details. Wholesale food prices are up 0.5%. The surprise was energy prices only rose 0.1%, despite higher gas prices, because there was a 7.1% drop in wholesale diesel prices. But there was some other inflation buried in there. Transportation and warehousing costs are going up. So trade services rose 0.7%. So overall, very disappointing PPI because inflation is reaccelerating on the wholesale level. Now, it's still under 1%, so that's good. But I was disappointed, and I do eventually expect that we're going to be importing the deflation from Asia. And sooner that happens, the sooner rates can come down. But in the wake of actually inflation slightly reaccelerating in July on both the CPI and the PPI, and the interest rates going up, especially on long bonds in the wake of the Treasury refinancing, the stock market is pretty upset, okay? So we're going to have a weak opening, and the market's going to be looking for places to invest. And I'll be honest with you, one of them might be the energy patch because, you know, energy prices have gone up quite a bit. But NVIDIA will be the next big earnings announcement. And, you know, the AI stocks have been getting hit with profit taking. So it'll be, and NVIDIA's been hit. So it'll be interesting to see what NVIDIA can do. If NVIDIA has blowout earnings, it's going to help the whole market, the whole AI sector. We're all expecting good earnings growth from NVIDIA because their guidance was so incredible. So we will see, okay? But right now I can officially declare we are now in the dog days of summer. The markets are going to be oscillating. So you can buy stocks on dips. You can sell on the strength. But we are now in an oscillating market, okay? So I'll keep digging, trying to find the creme de la creme for you folks to buy. But I do want to apologize that the PPI was nowhere near as good as I anticipated. But I do expect that we will be importing deflation from Asia sooner than later. And I did say that on Bloomberg on Wednesday. It was Bloomberg Asia. So I'm on record that all this deflation that's happened in Asia is going to come over here. And, of course, China's having a lot of deflation because their economy is just a mess with falling imports and exports. And, you know, it's a problem over there. So we will see. Oh, by the way, then the big report next week will be retail sales. Consumers do like to spend, so we'll see what's going on. We had surprising news out of the UK that apparently their consumer spending caused their economy to grow last quarter. So the consumer spending in the United States has been a lot stronger. So it will be fascinating to watch the July retail sales report next week. So that'll be a big deal. So that's it. Everybody enjoy the weekend. It's Lee Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.